All right, so today we are diving into Ricoh Cloudstream. And let me tell you, this is going to be way more exciting than it sounds. We're talking about printing, but not just, you know, hitting Ctrl P. This is about sending documents from anywhere to anywhere and making sure that along the way, everything is locked down tight. Expert speaker, you with me on this one. I've been looking over these specs, and we're talking direct queues, pull printing gateways. It's like we're building a digital highway just for documents.
It's definitely a huge step forward from, you know, just plugging a printer in and hoping for the best. Cloudstream really is about control and flexibility. It doesn't matter if you're a one-person shop or a massive company, Cloudstream can handle it.
Okay, so I'm curious. When I hit print, where does my document actually go? Does everything get routed through the cloud, even if I'm just printing a page?
That's a great question, and it really depends on how you've got Cloudstream set up. The most straightforward way is direct printing. Your computer with the Cloudstream client connects straight to the printer on your network. Hmm. No cloud involved.
So it's a direct line. Simple enough, but then we've also got these pull queues.
Yeah.
That's where it gets more interesting.
Definitely, pull queues are all about security and control. Imagine you need to print a sensitive document. Instead of sending it to a specific printer right away, you hit print and Cloudstream holds onto it securely.
Okay, so it's like a holding pattern for my document. I like it. Go on.
Exactly. You can then walk up to any Cloudstream-enabled printer anywhere in your office, log in, and pull down that document. No more worrying about someone else picking up a confidential printout.
Now that is peace of mind, especially these days.
Right. Now keep in mind, we've got direct printing and pull queues, but there's also the option for a local gateway. Think of it like a central hub for your print traffic. This is a game changer for bigger companies managing lots of printers and users.
So it's like having a dedicated air traffic controller, but for documents.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I also see this pure cloud option. Does that mean everything, even a quick email, goes through Cloudstream's cloud service?
You got it. With pure cloud, your document always goes to the Cloudstream service first, then gets routed to the printer. Tons of flexibility, but you need a good internet connection.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've got options. Direct cloud, or a mix of both. But what about printing from my phone? These days, I'm rarely tied to my desk.
No worries. Cloudstream has you covered. They've got their own mobile apps that connect right up to the system. You can print anything from your phone or tablet, wherever you are.
Music to my ears. Speaking of things that sound cool, what's this about QR codes and printing?
Oh, it's pretty slick. Picture this. You're in a meeting and someone needs to print. Instead of digging through network settings, they scan a QR code on the printer. That code, boom, connects them to Cloudstream. They print securely, no headaches.
No more tech support calls from guests trying to print? I'm sold. But how does Cloudstream handle these guest users? Do they need a whole account set up for just a couple of printouts?
Nope, not at all. Cloudstream has guest accounts. You can even set permissions and time limits on them. They expire automatically.
So they can print what they need, but don't have access to everything smart. But managing all those guest accounts, especially with people coming and going, sounds like a lot.
You'd think so, but Cloudstream makes it easy. Admins can create, monitor, even disable those guest accounts from one place. You can even customize them for different situations.
Yeah.
It's surprisingly simple.
Well, that's a relief. I was picturing spreadsheets and sticky notes everywhere. Speaking of things that keep things organized, we've mentioned this Cloudstream PC client. What exactly is that? Some secret software I need to install?
Think of it like the missing link between your computer and Cloudstream. It handles direct printing and those secure pull printing jobs we talked about.
So it's like the brains behind the operation on my computer.
Got it.
Anything else it can do?
It's pretty smart, actually. Let's say you're offline on a plane or somewhere with bad Wi-Fi. The Cloudstream client will hold on to those print jobs and then automatically send them when you're back online. No more lost printouts.
Okay, that is huge. I've lost track of how many times I've hit print and then dot nothing because of Wi-Fi. So that alone might be worth it.
Exactly. It's all about making printing just work reliably.
Speaking of making things work reliably, let's talk security. I keep seeing zero trust. Is that just marketing jargon or does Cloudstream actually walk the walk?
Oh, it's much more than just a buzzword. Zero trust is baked into the DNA of Cloudstream. Nothing is assumed to be trustworthy. Every user device, even the printers themselves, they all have to prove they are who they say they are before anything happens.
Okay, I like where this is going. Tell me more.
So Cloudstream uses something called mutual authentication. It's like a double check system.
Yeah.
Your computer has to authenticate to the printer, but the printer also has to authenticate back to your computer. It's a two-way street.
Double the security, double the fun. But what about the documents themselves while they're traveling through the digital airwaves? What's stopping someone from intercepting my top secret cookie recipe?
Don't worry, your cookies are safe with CloudStream. They use strong encryption, specifically TLS 1.3. Think of it like your document is being hand-delivered in a locked briefcase. Only the intended recipient has the key.
Okay, now that's the kind of security I can get behind. But what about when the document's actually on the printer itself? I've seen confidential papers just sitting in printer trays.
That's a really good point, and that's where those pull cues shine. Remember, with pull printing, the document doesn't actually go to the printer until you physically release it. No more documents just sitting there. And on top of that, CloudStream has even more authentication at the printer itself. We're talking card readers, PIN codes, passwords, even one-time passwords.
Hold on, one-time passwords for printers. Now that's impressive. Tell me more about those.
So let's say you forget to log out of a printer. With one-time passwords enabled, even if someone tries to use your login, they're out of luck. You can have the system send a unique code to your email or even use an app on your phone.
Wow, so it's like Fort Knox for my print jobs.
Yeah.
But with all these different options for authentication, doesn't that get confusing for people, especially in larger organizations with different security rules?
And that's where the flexibility of CloudStream really comes in. You can tailor the authentication methods to different users groups, even specific printers. So maybe employees use their ID badges, guests get one-time passwords, and then for your super secret documents, you can even require a special PIN code. It's all about customization.
So it's like having a security system that's as unique as a fingerprint. I'm feeling much better about printing security now. You know, we actually did a whole deep dive on authentication methods a while back. We should make sure our listeners know where to find that episode if they want to go even deeper.
Absolutely. We'll link to it in the show notes. But the key takeaway here is that with CloudStream, you don't have to sacrifice security for convenience. Whether you're printing from your laptop, your phone, or believe it or not, even a gaming console, it's designed to be easy.
Wait, a gaming console? Now you're just messing with me.
Nope, it's true. CloudStream supports IPP printing, which is like a universal language for printers. Lots of devices use it. Smart TVs, some gaming consoles even.
That's amazing. So I could be in the middle of a game and decide to print out my high score. The possibilities are endless. But on a serious note, it's incredible how much thought has gone into making CloudStream work with so many different devices.
Exactly. And it's not just about convenience either. Remember those security certifications we touched on earlier? CloudStream goes through the ringer. They have third-party audits and meet industry-leading standards like ISO 27001.
So it's not just CloudStream saying, trust us. They've got the proof to back it up. That's reassuring. But what about data privacy? With everything going to the cloud, people are rightfully concerned about where their data is going and how it's used.
That's a valid concern. Data privacy is a big deal, and CloudStream is built with that in mind. They're compliant with regulations like GDPR, and they're very transparent about how they handle your data. And if you're really concerned about control, you can always go with an on-premises setup. That way, all your printing data stays within your network.
So you've got options, control, and peace of mind. I like it. Okay, so we've talked about the journey of a document, how it gets from A to B securely. But I'm also curious about the bigger picture. What kind of insights can businesses get from all this printing data that CloudStream is collecting?
That's where things get really interesting. CloudStream is like a detective for your printing. It keeps track of everything. How many pages are being printed, color versus black and white, even the cost broken down by user or department.
So I can finally figure out who the office printing dandit is. I bet there are some interesting stories in those reports.
I'm sure there are. But it's not just about catching people red-handed. This data helps you save money, reduce waste, make your printing more efficient, maybe even more eco-friendly.
So it's like having a financial advisor and an environmental consultant all rolled into one printing solution.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call a win-win. We're back, still knee-deep in CloudStream. And, you know, we've been talking about all the high-tech bells and whistles, but what about accessibility? Can CloudStream keep up with those needs?
Absolutely. CloudStream isn't just about fancy features. It's about making printing work for everyone. The management side of things is built with accessibility in mind. And remember, those terminals on the printers themselves, they're designed to be usable by everyone. Screen readers, adjustable fonts, the whole nine yards.
Music to my ears. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Printer drivers. Every IT person's worst nightmare. Does CloudStream make this any less painful?
Oh, it's way better. Instead of hunting down and installing drivers on every single computer, CloudStream has a central hub for all that. You can push out the correct drivers to any device that needs them, effortlessly.
So it's like a self-driving car, but for printer drivers. Sign me up. That's a huge time saver.
Yeah.
But let's face it, even with the best systems in place, things happen. What if something goes wrong with CloudStream? Are you on your own?
Not at all. Rico has you covered. They've got a ton of resources, documentation, FAQs. You can even connect with other users in forums. And of course, there's always direct support if you need a human to talk to. They even have training programs if you want to become a CloudStream ninja.
So it's a whole support system.
I like that.
Okay, now for the million-dollar question, how much does this all cost? We've talked about how CloudStream can help businesses save money on printing, but give me the details.
It's not just about tracking costs afterwards. CloudStream actually helps you get ahead of it. You can set limits for how much each person or department can print. So you're not stuck with a surprise bill at the end of the month, and you can gently nudge people towards double-sided printing or using less color. Those little things add up.
It's like having a personal finance guru for your printers. Love it. But how does CloudStream actually help with the printers themselves? Can it make suggestions about which ones to use?
You bet. CloudStream is surprisingly smart. It can look at all your printers and figure out which ones are the most cost-effective for different jobs. It factors in things like ink cost, paper usage, even energy consumption. And over time, it can even point out areas where you might be able to print less, maybe switch to digital documents instead.
Okay, so it's like a printing consultant, I'm sold. But what about those unique situations? Let's say a company has some really specific printing needs, something totally out of the ordinary. Can CloudStream handle that, or is it limited to the standard features?
This is where CloudStream really shines. It's not just a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a platform you can build on. They have these things called APIs and developable tools. So you can create custom solutions, automate tasks, even build entire systems that integrate with CloudStream.
So it's like a printing Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
I love it. But with all this customization, doesn't it become a nightmare to manage?
That's the beauty of it. CloudStream is designed to grow with you. Whether you have a handful of users or thousands, a few printers, or a whole fleet, CloudStream can handle it. It scales up or down without breaking a sweat.
So no matter how big or complex our printing gets, CloudStream can keep up. That's a relief. But I've got to ask, as we rely more and more on CloudStream, does it slow down? I'm picturing a digital traffic jam of documents.
Not at all. CloudStream is built for speed. They've got some clever technology under the hood that keeps things moving smoothly, even with lots of users and printers. And they have monitoring tools so you can keep an eye on everything and make sure things are running optimally.
Okay, so it's fast, it's scalable, it can even handle custom solutions. CloudStream sounds pretty future-proof. But let's be real, technology changes faster than I can say print. How does CloudStream keep up with the ever-evolving world of tech?
Rico is constantly working on CloudStream. New updates, new features, ways to make it even better. They've got a whole team dedicated to staying ahead of the curve. So whether it's new printing technology, emerging security threats, whatever it is, they're on top of it.
That's good to hear, because I'm already sold. What has you most excited about the future of CloudStream?
For me, it's all about integration. Imagine this. You scan a document, and CloudStream automatically starts a payment in your accounting software. Or a contract you print is instantly saved in your document management system. That seamless flow of information, that's the future.
Wow, so it's not just about printing. It's about connecting all the different parts of a business.
Yeah.
That's a game changer. But let's be fair, we've been talking about CloudStream like it's the only game in town. What about the competition?
Of course, there are other options out there. But CloudStream has some serious advantages. The way it's built for the cloud, that whole zero-trust security approach, how well it integrates with everything, it really sets it apart.
So it's not just another printing solution. It's in a league of its own. But honestly, is CloudStream the right fit for every organization? Are there situations where it might not be the best choice?
That's a great question. And as amazing as CloudStream is, it might be overkill for some. If you have a tiny office with very basic printing needs, there are simpler solutions out there. And certain industries like graphic design with their high-end printing needs, they might need something more specialized.
Right. It's about using the right tool for the job. You wouldn't use a chainsaw to cut a piece of paper. But if you've got a big job, a complex environment, CloudStream seems like it can handle just about anything.
Exactly. It's all about understanding your specific needs, your budget, your long-term goals. But based on everything we've talked about today, the features, the security, the flexibility, I think it's safe to say CloudStream is a serious contender.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Okay, listener. We've thrown a lot of info your way about CloudStream. Take a moment to let it all sink in. We'll be right back after a quick break to wrap things up and give you some food for thought. And we are back. Listener, if you're still with us, I'm guessing that means this CloudStream thing has piqued your interest.
It's definitely a game changer for businesses looking to streamline and secure their printing.
For sure. So where should people even start if they're thinking, hey, maybe we need CloudStream? What are the key questions?
I think the most important thing is to really understand your current printing situation. What's driving you crazy? What are the biggest pain points? Is it the cost, security? Once you know what keeps you up at night, you can see if CloudStream has a solution for that.
Love that. It's like a printing checkup. Okay, so beyond identifying the problems, what else?
Take a look at your IT infrastructure. Do you have the resources to manage a cloud-based system like this? Do you need to integrate it with other software you're already using? CloudStream is flexible, but it's always good to know what you're getting into.
Right, so understand your own tech landscape. Makes sense. What about the big picture stuff?
Security, of course. Never underestimate that. What are your non-negotiables when it comes to data protection?
Right.
We've talked about CloudStream's zero trust model, but it's always smart to double check that it aligns with your specific requirement.
Absolutely, because a secure printing system is only as good as its weakest link.
Right.
Now, we can't forget about the human element. What about the people who are actually going to be using CloudStream every day?
That's where user adoption comes in. Will CloudStream make their lives easier, or will it add extra steps and complications? Really think about their experience. The features we've discussed, mobile printing, guest access, all that is designed to be user-friendly, but every organization is different.
It's true. One size doesn't fit all. Speaking of fit, what about budget? CloudStream can save you money in the long run, but what about those upfront costs?
That's a really important point. You've got to factor in things like licensing fees, potential implementation costs, training for your team, maybe even ongoing support. Do the math, compare it to your current setup, and see if the investment makes sense for your organization.
So assess the pain points, check your tech stack, prioritize security, think about your users, and of course, don't forget about the bottom line. That's a lot to consider. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners as we wrap up this deep dive?
You know, at the end of the day, printing might not be the most glamorous part of running a business, but it's essential. And with CloudStream, it can be secure, efficient, even a little bit cool. If you're looking for a solution that can grow with you and put you in the driver's seat, CloudStream is definitely worth exploring.
I love that. From headache to high tech, all thanks to CloudStream. And listener, as always, the world of tech never sleeps. Stay curious, keep learning, and who knows, maybe we'll see you printing from your smartwatch someday. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Rico CloudStream. Until next time, happy printing. Thank you.